So, when we see anywhere in this world, he is showing us the sattvic bhav sometime, any person. Tears are coming out of his eyes. This hair gets erected. But this is all many times, not always, many times because of material reason, not because of spiritual reason. We should be very much careful in this regard. Then Shivananda Prabhu came. He told that we should remember that Uddhav came in this Braj two times. One, when Krishna sent him from Mathura to console Brajvasi. And second time, when Krishna left this abode, he instructed Uddhav that Uddhav, you stay here. So Uddhav did not want to stay. He wanted to be with Krishna, but Krishna forcefully asked him to stay here. When I will leave this place, Kaliyuga will enter into this prithvi, and you have to tell Bhagavad Katha to everyone in order to repel Kaliyuga, in order to mitigate effect of Kaliyuga. So, first he went to Badrikashram. Badrikashram is in north. And then Uddhav came to Braj. In Braj, he found Brajanath was there. And at that time Brajanath asked Uddhav, I want to know and find out and manifest different places of Krishna's pastime, which are so far
covered.
So, he did it as well as he was so much absorbed in mood of preparation, and he chanted that mantra where he is praying, oh, I should become thrill and gulm of creeper and even small plant in this bed, so that dust of Braj Gopis should fall on me. And just behind this Uddhav Kund, there is Kusum Sarovar, and Uddhav is here in the same form. When Krishna, after going from Braj, he was in Mathura, he went on the roof of his house and he saw Yamuna flowing. The memory of Braj came in his mind. And remembering all Braj Walas and Braj Parikars and Braj Vasis, he started weeping. He was very much absorbed in mood of separation. At the same moment, Uddhav reached there. Uddhav asked, what's the problem? Krishna says, the memory of Braj is really coming in my heart. What should I do? Uddhav, would you do a favor for me? You go to Braj. Take my message. You don't know that Brajvasis are so much angry. I think Maharaj has come. Narayan Maharaj ki jai. Shivananda Prabhu was telling it in very deep mood. He really got so into mood that when Uddhav went to Braj, what happened? When Uddhav went to Braj, he was not ready to have that much separation also. He was so much attached to Krishna. But in order to execute service given to him by Lord Krishna, he was ready for that. He was so far only interested in the pleasure of Milan. But when he went to Braj and he found that the another part of love is Virhe also, there he saw the extreme state of Vipralamba. He went to Yashoda Ma and Nand Baba. Yashoda never showed her face. She covered her face. She was so much aggrieved. She said, "My Lala is not there. I can't see him anymore unless he comes back." When Uddhav went to Nand Baba's house, Nand Baba wanted to offer him some food and all. But there was no cooking in their house since long time. Uddhav found that in bread. There was no cooking in anyone's house mostly. So to a Brahman's house he has to go and bring some food for Uddhav. This was the state of Yashoda Ma and Nand Baba. When Uddhav went to Uddhav Kyari, a very famous place where we'll go there, Shivanand Prabhu said, the detail will be spoken there in Nandagram. He found the state of gopis. Gopis saw, again, that chariot is coming from Mathura. Golden chariot is coming from Mathura. A person like Krishna is also coming. First, Akrur came. Akrur means which is not cruel. Krur means cruel, and Akrur means which is not cruel. But this name Akrur, they take out A from it, they say, he was not Akrur, he was Krur. Akrur came and took Krishna from us, and now I think Mahakrur is coming. Why he is coming to Braj now? Krishna has gone from here. He said, probably they thought now all gopis must have died by now. And in order to do some sacrifice for Kans who has been killed, they need some pind. I don't know how to translate pind.
Oblation
is the activity.
Yeah.
But pind is the noun word. Oblation is the activity which is performed towards forefather.
To
the forefather, to deceased soul, some offering is done. For offering, they need some pinch. So they say now gopis are died and their hearts will be used as pinch. So they wanted to offer it, so they have come to here. So this was the state of their thinking. Gopis, when Uddhav reached there, Shivanand Prabhu was saying, ask Uddhav, tell me one thing. You say Krishna loves you. Can you tell us the fact? We find love is of two kinds. One is love with cause and one is causeless love. Love with cause break, that is fact. If a woman loves a man, prostitute loves a man, so far he is rich, she will love. The moment money goes, she will leave. A man loves a woman, so far she is beautiful and young, he will love. Beauty goes, man will not love. Birds love trees. When there is greenery in tree, they will stay there. When there is no greenery in tree, they will go to other place. So we find love with cause breaks when the cause is taken away. But when causeless love is there, it never breaks. We love Krishna without any cause. It was fully causeless love. Why it broke? Uddhav could not understand. He was unable to give reply. How should he say that love is broken or not broken? And when he heard the statement of Radha Rani, when she was talking to a bumblebee, he was really aghast. Shivanand Prabhu gave some hints of those talks which I am not referring now. Then he stayed there for 10 men with gopis. They showed him around the different places. And when he came here, he is lamenting to become creeper and plant of this place. So that such gopis who are so much absorbed in love with Krishna, their dust of foot should sprinkle on him. This is his desire. So this place is very important in this regard, and we should pray to Uddhav and gopis that we should also have this benediction from them. Gaur Premanande.
Namo Vishnu Paraya, Vishnu Purushaya Bhutale, Srimadbhakti Siddhartha Keshavaisinam, Adhimatra Charitraya Sahasina Sahasitanam Chatali, Jiva Dukhe Sadasaya Namo Premasudaya, Namo Vishnu Paraya, Krishna Prishaya Bhutale, Srimadbhakti Siddhartha Sarasvaisinam, हम लोग अभी सर्वाराध्य ब्रजमंडल में सबसे श्रेष्ठ स्थान ब्रजभूमि के प्राण स्वरूप श्री राधा कुंड के अंतर्गत कुंड बिहारी गौड़ी मठ के उपस्थित हैं। In Govardhan area, the life and soul of all Brajmandals, Sri Radha, and here, it must be fully glorious, Kunjihari Gauriya, established by Nitya Vida, Purushottam, Vishnu Pada, Krishna Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. The Prabhupada here is all about special prayers and Radha Krishna. And it is so many present of the Krishna on board, you know. Here he told that I came to this world, my Jagat Maya Aya Kar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ke, one of his Krishna Prem dene ke liye. I have come here to get this mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teachings of Mahaprabhu, for this to come here. Especially, Anarchic time, Kirat, Karunaya, Vatrina. But, I have to cut, Mujhe Mayabad ka jungle, Saji Asafi Dekhi, Smart Jat Goswami, इनके जंगल को काटने में मेरा समय चला गया। जब तक मायावाद जगत में रहेगा तब तक शुद्ध भक्ति का प्रचार होना बड़ा भारी कठिन है। भक्ति मार्ग में मायावाद सबसे प्रचारक में बहुत कठिन और विशेष करके उससे भी बड़ा भारी खतरनाक है सहजियाबाद। इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट to plant the bhakti very in the jungle of Mayabad, very hot. Unless it is cut, no bhakti will come here. Also one thing more, Sahajiyabad, like Mayabad and Lalita, Vishakha, and this Sakhi, that Sakhi, is also more dangerous than Mayabad for us. इसलिए हमको इस सबसे सावधान होना है। एस्पेशली नाउ ए डेज शमशाजियाबाद इज गोइंग ऑन। शमशाजियाबाद का प्रबल प्रभाव यहाँ पर देखा जा रहा है। जो लोग भक्ति में प्रवेश निधि नहीं किए हैं, नहीं जानते कि भक्ति क्या है, श्रद्धा क्या है, निष्ठा क्या है, ये कुछ नहीं जानते। जैसे जंगल से बजा करके आते हैं लोग और उनको साथ ही साथ में गोपी भाव देना, ये सहजिया भाव है। बहुत ही खतरनाक बीमारी है, इससे हम लोगों को बचना चाहिए। Those don't know anything, every city of bhakti line, even they don't know what is sadha, what is nitya, what is anartha and what is offense, they don't say anything. But that is that Gopi Bhav. This is more dangerous than Mayavad. Because they are bhakti jaise dikhte hain. Mayavad to hum dekhte hain ki woh bahut virodhi hai, isliye dur ho jate hain usse. Kintu hum samajhte hain ki yahi bhakti jaise hai, isliye bahut se log iske chambul mein pad jate hain. इसलिए हम लोगों को इसे बहुत सावधान रहना है. इससे पहले हमारे अंदर में निष्ठा है, इसके बाद में अनर्थ निवृत्ति हो, निवृत्त होने के बाद में निष्ठा आए, रुचि आए, आसक्ति आए, कुछ समझे. जबकि हरि कथा सुनते सुनते श्रीमद् भागवत के करते थे कम इत्यादि, वो भी बुना पाए गुरु से यदि हम लोग सुनते. इसके बाद में यदि लोग हो, वो भी कोटि कोटि लोगों में से कोटि सभी महामुने, वो लोग तब इसके अधिकारी हो सकते हैं, अन्यथा नहीं हो सकते. ये चोरे पाकार सह किया इत्यादि जैसे उनकी स्थिति होती है. आई थिंक दैट सच या बात इज मोर डेंजरस देन मायावाद. बिकॉज वी हेट मायावाद, वी नो व्हाट इज मायावाद, बट सम टाइम्स वी आर दिस गाइडेड बाय दिस सच या बात. बिकॉज यू थिंक दैट ओ इट इज प्रेमा शक्ति लाइक. He will not unless I come, but yet someone pretends to be like Sakhi. And it has not borrowed your money. In all books, even in Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been gone. Not to do. But now in Radhakund, in Vrindavan, so I'm doing like that. बंगाल बिहार एंड ऑल अदर पार्ट्स ऑफ एवरीवेयर. इसलिए हम लोगों को इसे सावधान रह करके सुधा भक्ति का प्रयास करना चाहिए. तो प्रभुपाद जी ने जब यहाँ पर आए, परिक्रमा कर रहे थे, उस समय उन्होंने कहा, उन्होंने ये कहा रामचंद्र जी बी प्रिपेयर्ड. उन्होंने कहा कि देखो बहुत से लोग आए हैं भजन करने के लिए, केवल यही नहीं समझ रहे हैं वैसे व्यक्ति हमारे जीवन का चरम उद्देश्य है, ये लोग मत समझ रहे. हमारे समस्त साधन का उद्देश्य गुरु गोस्वामी रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी के चरणों के सुखी होना, इसको समझे. हमारा उद्देश्य वही है, एंड एन अत्यंत पावर भजन इज दैट. किंतु जब तक हम इसके लिए अधिकारी नहीं हो जाते हैं, तब तक हमको नीचे का अधिकार का पालन हमें करना चाहिए. इसलिए सभी समय जीवन में एक ही स्थान पर पड़े रहेंगे. We'll always in the same level, same state, in which we are at first. That is not good. ऐसा नहीं कि हम एक ही सही में जब हम आए थे हजार वर्ष पहले भी, आज भी वही, और जगत में कोई होगा ही नहीं उसका अधिकारी. रूप गोस्वामी के और रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी के विचारों के लिए कभी कोई अधिकारी नहीं होगा, ऐसी बात नहीं. लोगों ने लिखा है हम लोग कभी उसके अधिकारी हैं कि सत्संग में रहते 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 यदि हमारा अधिकार होगा तो हम उस जगत में जाएंगे. इसलिए सत्संग में हमें इसी में पड़े रहेंगे, ऐसा अनंत से सत्संग में भरे रहेंगे. कभी अनंत सुख नहीं हो जाएगा, कभी निष्ठा नहीं आएगी, और कभी भी हमको रुचि और किसी व्यक्ति को इस जगत में लोभ लालसा पैदा नहीं होगा, ऐसा नहीं जरूर होगा. चैतन्य महाप्रभु के प्रिय प्रभु के अनुभव में भजन करने से, चैतन्य चैतन्य इत्यादि का श्रवण करने से, श्रीमद् भागवत का श्रवण करने से अवश्य अवश्य होगा. यदि पशु पक्षी को वो किस पतंग को प्रेम दे सकते हैं तो हमारा अधिकार क्यों नहीं होगा. इसलिए डोंट बी होप दैट जरूर होगा. किंतु अपक्ष अवस्था में पक्व का अभिमान नहीं करना चाहिए. इस विषय में हम लोग को सब समय सावधान रखना चाहिए. Hari Katha Pram Srimad Bhagavatam. You should listen Hari Katha Pram Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now,
don't hear Harikatha from Sahajiya. So, we have come to this place of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Goswami Thakur Srila Prabhupada. We should pay respect here and then we will go to Radha Kunda and we will do pranam and all.
Maharaj has spoken in English also. I think first part he has spoken in English. In later part when he alarmed me, this on one I will translate.
Louder.
Yeah, I will be louder. And that poor Radha Kunda will listen. Maharaj was saying that when Sri Prabhupada came here, he wanted to give the bhakti in the line of Rupa Goswami. He wanted to spread bhakti, which in fact could cherish the inner mood of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he himself said that his most of the effort has been rather wasted in cutting the jungles of Mayavad and Sahityavad. Maharaj was saying that Mayavad is very much dangerous for advancing our bhakti, and we very clearly know this. But more dangerous is Sahityavad, which outwardly appears as bhakti, but in fact it ruins our bhakti. Where a person who does not know anything about bhakti, even ABCD of bhakti, that is, he does not know what is tadha, he does not know what is nishtha, he does not know that what are anas? He is unable to become brahmachari, control his senses at all, and he does not run these things, but he starts doing bhajan, thinking himself as sakhi or gopi. It is very, very dangerous and injurious to our bhakti. But Prabhupada said, my purpose of coming here was not only to cut this jungle. In order to cut jungle, I have given very strong way of doing bhajan, which apparently may appear as Vaidhi Bhakti. But our real advancement is never because of Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti is not at all my aim. I wanted to come, I wanted to give you all that we should somehow other follow the path given by Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunatha Goswami. But unless a greed is arisen in us for the same, we have got no alternative but to stay at the position of Vaidhi Bhakti. But it does not mean that we should remain on this state forever. This stagnancy is never required in bhakti. When we start bhakti, when we learn sadha, start doing Vaidhi Bhakti, gradually we will improve, advance, and we will come in the path of Srila Rupa Goswami. We can come. And if we say that we cannot come, Anas will not go from us, we will remain on this state forever, it is not possible for us that we should think the way Rupa Goswami was doing bhajan or other things, then it is not way of advancement. We will remove our Anas by constant association of bona fide Vaishnava and his spiritual master, by listening carefully from their lotus mouth, not from Sahajiyas. Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, positively Anas will go from our heart and we will be able to cultivate bhakti conducted by and aspired by Srila Rupa Goswami, who wanted to give us the way we should do bhakti.
Sanjay Bhatto asked us, there are some questions to us. One of them said, Pushta Hinki, Tumara, Ishi Dhu Naam Kya Hai? Ishi Dhu Naam Kya Hai? Ishi Dhu Naam Kya Hai? Tumara?
Maharaj said, there are many
साइड दिया बाबा जी दे आज अ फ्यू क्वेश्चन टू अस दैट व्हाट इज योर सिद्ध नाम सिद्ध नाम मीन योर नेम इन स्पिरिचुअल एबोट व्हाट इज योर सिद्ध दे देन इज फॉर्म बॉडी बॉडी इज योर स्पिरिचुअल बॉडी And what is your Siddha Pranali? Pranali means process. What is your Siddha process? And they also object about our parampara, Guru Parampara. Maharaj was categorically answering these all things in very brief also. We belong to a family. That family is of Kesandi Mahaprabhu. We belong to a family. That family is of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Krishna Das Kavidas Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. We belong to this family. And when they ask, what is yours? Siddha Swarup. They should know it. That our Siddha Swarup and Siddha Pranali, before coming to it, we should follow the path of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu which says that you do bhajan first thinking Tiranagati Sunitre Tarorapi Sahisuna. Without this, you cannot move a inch ahead in Krishna consciousness. If we don't follow this path and just say that we are some gopis, it is pure imagination and speculation, and in Bhakti Marg there is no scope of imagination and speculation. They say that sannyasi cannot do bhajan. They claim themselves to be descendant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who started this Shiva sannyasi, Shiva Vipra. That means he was saying either he may be Vipra, that is Brahman, he may be a sannyasi, anyone, even a Shudra, he can do bhajan. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not restricting anyone that sannyasi can do or cannot do, or Shudra can do or cannot do. Everyone can do. But how can he do? Maharaj is saying that Ishwar Puripad, Madhavendra Puripad, they all were sannyasi. And they all are in our line. And some of people say now, Sahitya says that sannyasi cannot do bhajan. This is perfectly an apparat, offense. Now he came to a point of Siddha Pranali. This terminology which they ask for from us, what is Siddha Pranali, what is Siddha Nam, this terminology is itself never mentioned in our any scripture so far. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or even our Goswami world, they have never mentioned this terminology at all. And can they claim, has ever Haridas Thakur said that what is his Siddha Deh or Siddha Swarup? It's never mentioned, and it is these questions themselves are out of the scope of our scripture and our pranali, our system, our process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Maharaj says that I don't want to say much of him. It's enough. One he challenged also, but you can say without accepting challenge.
राधा कृष्ण श्याम कुमार के पास है ये कागज good after.
You are a Padian man, look at that, I'm a Padian man.